Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today I'd like to discuss with you a very controversial subject, and I'm not going to give you any answers, but I'd like to bring up some questions. I'd like to talk about the ongoing debate whether or not President Obama was actually born in the United States of America. Because if he was not, according to the Constitution and the immigration law enforced in effect in 1961 when he was born, he wouldn't be eligible to serve as president because he wouldn't be a natural born citizen. Now this debate is ongoing, and recently, according to an article by Politico 44 dated July 27, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs once again dismissed conspiracy theories about the president's citizenship in his daily briefing Monday, noting that proof of President Obama's birthplace had been posted online and Obama's citizenship had been demonstrated. And then he pointed out that Mr. Obama was born in Honolulu in Hawaii. But not everybody agrees with that claim. WorldNet Daily wrote on July 27, President Obama has still not provided simple, incontrovertible proof of his exact birthplace. That information would be included on his long-form hospital-generated birth certificate, which Obama has steadfastly refused to release, amid a flurry of conflicting reports. He has only proffered a certification of live birth to assert he was born in Hawaii, but many people remain unaware a child does not even have to be born in Hawaii to receive such a certificate of live birth. Now, in a subsequent article, WorldNet Daily reported on July 29 that a retired CIA officer issued a report stating that in 1961, if a person was born in Hawaii but not attended by a physician or a midwife, then all that was required was that one of the parents sent in a birth certificate to be filed. The birth certificate could be filed by mail. In addition, according to the law, apparently, it didn't even have to be the parent who would have to apply for such a birth certificate. Now, the original article by WorldNet Daily, dated July 27, goes on to say that there are at least two reports citing Obama's birth in Kenya, and Wikipedia has also found to have been reporting on Obama's birth in Kenya. Now that's quite interesting because according to an article by Infowars.com dated July 14, the Daily Graphic News in Ghana reported the following, and I quote, "For Ghana, Obama's visit will be a celebration of another milestone in African history as it hosts the first ever African-American president on this presidential visit to the continent of his birth." In addition, this article goes on to say that an affidavit was filed by Obama's step-grandmother stating that she was present when Obama was born in Mombasa, Kenya. And additional affidavits have been filed by ministers of the Anabaptists Continental Presbytery of Africa stating, and I quote, that it is common knowledge throughout the Christian and Muslim communities in Kenya that Barack Obama was born in Mombasa, Kenya. Now, on the other side of the coin, we have an article by PoliticalWire.com dated July 24, where the attorneys of the McCain campaign were interviewed, and they said that they had looked into all the evidence and hadn't found any proof that Mr. Obama was not born in Hawaii. They say, "We never saw any evidence that then Senator Obama had been born outside of the United States. We saw rumors, but nothing that could be sourced to evidence." They go on to say there were no statements and no documents that suggested he was born somewhere else. On the other side, there was proof that he was born in Hawaii. There was a certificate issued by the state's Department of Health and the responsible official in the state saying that he had personally seen the original certificate. There was a birth announcement in the Honolulu Advertiser, which would be very difficult to invent or plan 47 years in advance. Now, with all due respect to the attorneys of Mr. McCain's campaign, of course, nobody suggests that this was all planned at 47 years in advance to make sure that Mr. Obama would be eligible to become the president. However, what is so fantastic to think about the possibility that somebody, didn't even have to be the parents, was trying to establish that this child was born in the United States of America to make him a United States citizen. I mean, millions upon millions of Mexicans come over the border each year to the United States in the hopes of ultimately becoming residents, legal residents, and American citizens. Now, to top it all off, recently Lou Dobbs ran a program on CNN demanding that Mr. Obama would release his long-form birth certificate. And then he was stopped by his boss, who was telling him that the story is dead and that the long-form birth certificates were destroyed, a claim which was false, because according to USA Today, dated July 29, it says that in 2001, Hawaii's paper documents were reproduced in electronic format, but any paper data prior to that still exists, Health Department spokeswoman Janice Okubo said. Okubo would not say where Obama's original birth certificate is. But also, long-form birth certificates have been released and published on the internet by American citizens, and not only from the year or the months, but even within the days when Mr. Obama was born, allegedly in Hawaii, and these were long-form birth certificates of residents and citizens, I should say, born in Hawaii. And so we see from that statement that obviously those long-form birth certificates still exist. Now, why is Mr. Obama's long-form birth certificate, which would give us all the information needed to prove that he is eligible to serve as the American president, not released? I don't know. The problem is you don't know either. But it is an embarrassing situation. The international press has picked up on it now. Der Spiegel Online in Germany wrote an article about it. And so we find that America's status in the world is becoming less and less one of perceived integrity. Now we even have an issue where the American president may or may not, according to the mind of some people, be eligible to serve. This has never ever happened in the history of the United States of America. Why am I bringing up this issue? Because I don't know what the answer to this particular one is, except I would strongly recommend that Mr. President Obama releases his long-form birth certificate to put all the questions to rest. But I'm bringing this up because the Bible makes it very clear that in these end times, the United States of America will lose more and more prestige, and they will not have any longer the influence in political and military and economic matters. And now we are seeing even a situation developing where apparently, at least in the minds of some, the Constitution is being ignored, which demands that you have to be a natural-born citizen to serve as a president. Now, some say, I don't care about that. Well, if they don't care about that, they don't care about the Constitution. We see an alarming trend that more and more constitutional rights of American citizens are being trampled underfoot by laws which are being enacted, by the legal system. That's an alarming trend, my friends, and we shouldn't stand idly by and look at this and say, oh, we don't care about it. We ought to care, because God cares. We are a country which has laws, and these laws need to be obeyed, and they need to be established, and we need to abide by them. So again, my friends, I will keep you informed about what is happening in this mysterious story. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.